Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Antioch meeting this afternoon. Lovely to see you all on screen, and a very happy Easter, our first meeting since Easter Sunday. So a very happy Easter to everyone on the call. Lovely to have you with us. And I guess this celebration of Easter may have been slightly overshadowed in the last few days by the death of the Duke of Edinburgh, and we will take some time later to pray for the Queen and for the royal family and for the country, especially as we mourn his passing just a few months short of 100, which would have been quite an achievement if he had got to that age, I guess. Tomorrow we also, as a country, we move to step two of the four-step roadmap to get us back to some sense of normality in this hopefully post-pandemic time. So as we look forward to getting our hair cut and possibly going to a few extra shops and the pub and the library, we're also tentatively planning a return to Acton Hill as well. So please do look out for more details about that, and please be praying that we can gradually start to return to Acton Hill and actually meeting together. That would be so wonderful. And just a few reminder of the house rules for this meeting. If you can keep yourself on mute, please, unless you are invited to share something. If you have any words or senses, please do just drop them on the chat to me, and that so that we can call upon you to share them a little later, probably at the end of the time of worship. And if you get distracted by the gallery view, don't forget that there is the option of the speaker view as well. So then you'll just be looking at whoever is speaking at the time. So we will be starting with the time of worship, and then we're going to hear a talk from Dan and Paola, after which we're going to pray, and all being well, we hope to be done by 4:50 at the latest. And then we'll have a time of going into breakout rooms and having a bit of social time together. So the scripture I had on the screen at the beginning of the meeting, I hope you saw it, was from Luke 24. And it's from the encounter that Cleopas and his unnamed companion had with the risen Jesus on the road to Emmaus late on Easter Sunday. And we can just sense in that passage their confusion and their disappointment. And I just wonder if this resonates with any of us here on the call today. They were both disheartened. Jesus had not lived up to their expectations, and they simply weren't getting the significance of the empty tomb message either that the two women had brought and told the disciples about. They and the rest of the Jewish nation had been anticipating and praying for a Messiah that would come and physically liberate them from their oppressors, the Roman Empire. But that hadn't happened. They were disappointed, they were upset, they were confused, and they simply had no comprehension that there may have been another message or another way or another outcome that God had instead, and that his plan was actually to liberate us from our spiritual enemies and the forces of sin and death. And do we all get this? Do we have a set of self-generated expectations that around Jesus, which he simply isn't living up to or delivering against? If that is the case, then this Easter season is the time to cast off all of those misapprehensions. And a couple of scriptures hopefully will come up on the screen. Paul reminds us in Romans 4:25 that he was delivered over to death and for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. And again in 10:9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So let's take that to heart. Let's remember what God's plan was through Easter, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's rejoice now and worship our Lord and Savior, who through his death and resurrection has ensured that the verdict handed down for us when we stand before the judgment seat is a resolute not guilty. We have been cleared of all the charges against us. So let's stand, let's do whatever we feel comfortable to worship the Lord. And I'm going to hand over to Nathan and Nina, who are going to lead us in the time of worship. Thank you.
Afternoon, everyone. Hope you can hear us okay. We're going to take some time now to worship. This is a time of celebration and time of rejoicing. We're just going to crack on singing. We'll maybe have a little bit of time to shout out prayers in the middle. It's just a time for us to sing and rejoice in the Lord. So let's enter into that with a heart of praise, a heart of joy. Let's take these next few minutes to sing. Just a reminder, keep yourself on mute if you can. That'd be great.